Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Gianna Gaudini. She's the Global Head of Events at SoftBank Vision Fund. She is an event leader alum and author of The Art of Event Planning. Gianna, welcome to our podcast.
Thanks for having me, Christopher. Happy to be here.
So I know you've traveled a lot and we have listeners from 92 countries. So before we dive into your experience, I love to travel. I'm always curious about people who travel a lot. What is one of their favorite cities and why?
I lived in Barcelona during college for 6 months and absolutely fell in love with that city. I love how cosmopolitan it is. I love the proximity to both wine country as well as the beach. I love the vibrant culture there, the nightlife. Obviously, I felt like I stayed up all night when I lived there and slept in half the day, which is so different from my typical waking pattern here. But it's a brilliant city. I'd love to go back and live there someday.
That's awesome. So let's talk about events. As many of my guests know, I'm a speaker, a keynote speaker. I've been doing this for 20 years. And one of the most biggest questions I get asked is, well, how do you actually get paid for a speech, Christopher? I'm like, well, now we have Gianna here, who is an event expert. And I'm curious, of course, there's various aspects of an event. And just paint a picture for us, Gianna. Everyone should know how to create events because it's so important to have events because we're all human beings. So what are some basics of just creating a great event?
Some basics to creating a great event. Well, I like to say I have my secret sauce. So one of them is you need to start with goals. I think a lot of times people dive right into the details. I blame it on the uprise of Pinterest and Instagram. People see things and they want to get right into the small details, the florals and what have you. But you really want to start with the why and then get to the how. So once you have a goal, it'll help you be more intentional and then help you have a better event, as a result. So then I think you want to take a personalized approach. Everybody wants to feel like a VIP. There's so much content swirling around the internet right now, hitting people from all sides. So if you can figure out a way to customize the experience in some way for every attendee, it's going to go a really long way towards building brand equity. Adding in little bits of surprise and delight. I like to call it the wink and the smile aspects as you're designing the details are going to help create an emotional response and make your event more memorable. And then another thing I like to say is figure out how you can eliminate pain points for your attendees. Are there things that they're having trouble with, that they're struggling with, even as part of the process? Think about all those little pain points along the way. And if you can eliminate them thoughtfully, you're going to build brand love. And then finally, I would just say make it co-creative. It's events should really be a two-way engaging medium for marketing and communication. So rather than being a passive viewer the way you would for, say, watching TV, think about your, especially, pivoting to virtual, think about how you're making your events more co-creative and giving your attendees an opportunity to be engaged and, have a little skin in the game.
And can you share, Gianna, with us one of the clients you've worked with? You don't need to name names, just to really paint the picture so they clearly see, oh, wow, I see what you mean by giving them that wink. So tell us a specific example of an event you've worked on and so we can really see the color and the things you do.
Well, I spent 9 years running events for Google. So I think that's the most obvious brand that has definitely matured, over the course of the decade that I worked there. It's definitely grown up a bit, but it's very integral to Google's culture to be playful. And so even at our most buttoned up sales events, we thought of ways to infuse quirky little elements into the programming or the details, for a very, very basic example, for the 30,000 person conference that I was planning for Google Cloud, we had attendees lining up at 6 a.m. for the keynote for like 2 hours in line in the cold in San Francisco. And we wanted to reward them for being out there, being devoted to get into the keynote. And so, you know, we designed these really fun little donut carts and had musicians out there playing, and we had donuts and coffee and hot chocolate for them. So, you know, all the way down to the little details of the packaging and having fun little sayings on that we handed out to them. It doesn't have to be extravagant. It doesn't have to cost a lot of money, but if you can do something to eliminate pain while also being a little bit playful in the process, it goes a really long way.
It's those little touch points that are so important. And we have a lot of guests that are speakers and want to be speakers. I've actually spoken at Google, and they do relieve a lot of pain points relative to, they have valet parking, they have free meals, they have massages, they have haircuts, they have a volleyball court at their main area. So I'm curious, what are some suggestions you might have that the guests that are listening, they're a speaker, they want to break into more of the corporate market? You obviously have hired speakers before, so any specific tips that you can share with them to more effectively communicate with someone like you and at your level?
Absolutely. I think the best way to appeal to a corporate event planner is having a natural fit for the company. So speakers always do best when they're authentic, authentically sourced, if they have a tie-in to the content of the event or the brand. So, you know, if you're going to reach out and to a brand about being a speaker, come with a value proposition, come with, you know, some compliments about the brand. What do you like about them? How have you connected with them in the past? How have you evangelized the brand in the past or currently? How did your personal brand, you know, lend itself well as a partner to the current brand? So I think finding those synergies is going to go a long way in making your case.
That's great advice, Gianna. One of my favorite things to do is to watch conductors and as they're orchestrating orchestras, because there's so many different instruments, so many different people. And I see an event executive do the same, meaning you have, as you know, all these various details, and it seems super stressful. So how do you actually manage all this stuff? Because there's so many things, and especially with people and deadlines, and things obviously never work out as you plan. I'm curious, like, how do you maintain your sanity, Gianna?
It's such a great analogy, especially because I'm a musician. I appreciate that. But it's key to finding ways to relieve stress and stay healthy in this industry, because stress is just inherent. You know, I think they actually ranked event planning as number 5 most stressful jobs, which is crazy that it's up there with like fighting fires. But it's true. There's always a ticking deadline and really high profile speakers and clients that you're working with, things that are changing constantly all the way up until the event itself, you know, without fail, no matter how
bad. Like literally constantly, literally like to the second. Because again, as a speaker, I'm the talent, and I'm like getting pulled this way, pulled that way. Oh, got it. I'm like, okay. And you're the obviously the conductor. So that's why I'm curious.
So first you have to embrace that. You can't go into event planning thinking that if you put in the work and do the planning, nothing's going to go wrong. You have to understand that even if you put in all the work and do all the prep, that's like just the baseline. And then that gets you ready so that you can be on the offensive. You know, you can be on the defensive, I should say, to react. And then it's critical. What I learned over the course of my career is you really need to sleep. Sleep is it's so key, which is ironic because it's so hard to sleep when you have so many deadlines, but it goes a long way in helping you keep your calm and keep your cortisone levels down and maintain a clear head. So if you can bank sleep as much as possible, and, you know, I try to squeeze in a workout, granted it's at 5 a.m., but that's when I squeeze in my workout so that I'm set for the day, but just taking the time to do healthy things so that you're in the right mind frame to respond to all these different stressors goes a really long way.
But you mentioned you're a musician. So how does that apply to what we just talked about?
Great question. So I grew up as a classically trained concert pianist.
Oh, okay.
And so I think it really lends itself well to event planning to have been trained that way, because, you know, I used to have to go up and perform an hour's worth of music by memory in front of hundreds of people. And oh my gosh, I would not want to have to go back and do that again. That was so challenging. But you had to be unflappable, because you can psych yourself out in your mind if you let yourself. You know, things happen in the audience, or you let your mind wander and then you forget what keys you need to play. So I used to have my dad actually try to scare me while I was rehearsing, just to kind of build these nerves of steel. And I think it's translated really well into my ability to just be unflappable and just keep a calm composure no matter what happens on site at an event.
Yeah. Jana, thanks so much for being on a podcast. Because again, for me, you really gave me a different perspective, because as I mentioned to you, as a speaker, I so appreciate what you and your colleagues do, because I've been on hundreds of stages around the world. And so I know that the challenges, but also for our listeners, just what you just said, the mindset of what you learn can apply to anything, frankly, because nothing starts off, continues, or ends as you have planned. But if you at least put the time in, as you said, you will just be that much more confident, that much more clear, and you can just move on and crush it in life. So Jana, thanks so much for being a great example of someone who just understands how to just manage and create things that really add value and allows us to connect people, frankly. So how can our guests read your book and connect with you?
You can find me at GiannaGaudini.com. And you can find my book, The Art of Event Planning, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, really anywhere. Feel free to shoot me a line. My contact information is on my website, GiannaGaudini.com. Thanks so much, Christopher, for having me. And I just encourage everyone to create your own serendipity. That's my favorite phrase.
Awesome. Gianna, thanks so much for your time. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.